Tony Correa.
Hello, ladies. I am here for your daughter.
It's the Community Sounding Board on News Talk 900 KJSK.
Welcome back to the Community Sounding Board here on News Talk 900 KJSK. Counting down our final episodes. Reminder that Aaron and Sammy Nahorny of Sammy Superheroes will be on the show Thursday morning for their final appearance. One of the great organizations here in Columbus that I've been proud to have on the show over its duration. And it will be for their final appearance, for the first appearance on the radio for young Sammy, hopefully if he's feeling up to it, which I'm really excited about. When Aaron was on the show last time, Sammy really wanted to be on the show, and I told him, I said, he's more than welcome to come on the show anytime, and I'm really excited at the fact that he could possibly be coming on the show for one of my final episodes here of the Community Sounding Board. And it's one of the reasons why I decided to go ahead and go out on the right note with this. We've set up a little bit of a little pass the hat campaign, and we're using the hashtag on Twitter, hashtag pass the hat. Up at the front desk here at Three Eagles Communications in Columbus, I've got a Yankees hat that I'm going to give Sammy on Thursday when he comes in. And inside that hat, there is a little donation container. We're not looking for anything huge, just, you know, anything you can donate to try and help out. A small little donation here that we want to give to his organization, and we're going to present that to him, the hat and the money to him, when he's on the show here on Thursday morning. So stop by the station here at 1418 25th Street here in Columbus, and we'll go ahead and we'll pass the hat for Sammy Superheroes one last time. Yesterday, I got a chance for one final interview with a member of the wonderful people over at Columbus Community Hospital who've been really informative over the duration of this show. My final interview with a hospital member was with the Star Program's Michelle Ruskamp discussing a luncheon going on later this month. Here's what she had to say. With us this morning for one final time here on the Community Sounding Board from Columbus Community Hospital, Michelle Ruskamp is with us. Michelle, so glad you could be with us here on our final week of the Community Sounding Board. You guys have been so great, so very informative, and of all things, this week is something that's probably going to be very touching for me, because you guys got a cancer lunch to come up with to talk about, isn't that correct?
We do, Tony, and thanks for having us. It's always our pleasure to be here. I'm talking about how we can better serve the communities in Columbus and the people that live in those communities, so we appreciate that opportunity. February 25th, the hospital is hosting a free lunch and learn entitled A Journey with Cancer, From Diagnosis to Survivorship. And so from 12 to 1, there will be four of us presenting: Dr. Ronald Ernst with Columbus Community Hospital General Surgery, Dr. Joan Keat with Columbus Cancer Care, Dr. Samir Reno with the Hematology Oncology Clinic, and then myself talking about our STAR Cancer Rehabilitation Program.
And it really is a solid lineup, too, especially when it comes to the cancer community here in Columbus, especially when you're talking about Dr. Ernst and Dr. Keat. I've actually gotten a chance to meet both of them. Dr. Ernst a little bit more because of my situation with my wife and her colon cancer. But this is a very important event, too, and we'll talk a little bit about the event itself and why you guys are putting it on in just a second. But you're going to be talking about the STAR Program when it comes to this luncheon that they're going to be holding. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, we know that with cancer treatments, whether it's chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, there's many side effects that one can be left with after their treatment or even during their treatments. And so we, over a year now, we've had the cancer or the STAR program, which is our cancer rehabilitation program. About 23 of us at the hospital have spent many extra hours of continuing education, up to 30, a little longer for me. I'm not. It was quite a challenging certification course. And that really helped us all begin to be on the same page when it comes to the specific diagnosis of cancer. We have doctors, nurses, registered dietitians, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy. I always feel like I leave out a couple disciplines, but that makes up our team of people that we're able to provide the gold standard, really, in cancer rehabilitation just right here in Columbus.
And it really is important to have this type of a setup in a local community. One, because having it close by is very convenient. Mm-hmm. It certainly is good to be able to have those types of opportunities nearby for a cancer patient to be able to get help with whatever that is ailing them. Because when it comes to cancer, it certainly is not just one little thing that can affect them. It's a lot of different things. And sure. To have as much of a roundabout a help available to them, I think that is a wonderful idea, a wonderful thing that you guys are doing. What are some of the things that you guys have been able to help out with already in regards to some of those things?
We've had about 50 people participate in the STAR program. Now, I'll talk a little bit about what happens when a person participates in the STAR program. They're either referred by their physician or they've heard about it and call me and say, well, I'm kind of interested in that. So what we offer is about a 30 to 45 minute appointment with myself or Jill Jacob. And we really spend a lot of time looking at a person's history, their medical history, their treatment history, and visit with them about what they've gone through. That's at no cost to our patients. We do that free of charge for them. But what it helps do is identify any deficits that they might have. In fact, I did one just the other day, and the person that I was with said, wow, I didn't realize all of these things are really, but now that you've got me talking about it and thinking about it, there are really a lot of side effects I'm experiencing.
And it's amazing, too, because, going to the different treatments with my wife and stuff like that, she's gone through a different variety of medications when mm-hmm. it comes to chemotherapy. And it seems like every single one has some sort of different side effect. But if they're going good, obviously, you're going to want to continue to use them. So you have to kind of battle it out. One of the issues that my wife is currently having is she's having problems with dry skin on her face, on her arms, all over. Mm-hmm. And it's something that's frustrating, and it can kind of bring you down. But with the STAR program, as you mentioned, if you can let people know, this is a side effect, this is a good thing that's going to help you in the long run, and then to also be able to assist them in right. getting themselves the help that they need to help with those side effects. That certainly is a great way to not only give these people their confidence back, but to allow them to be able to live a more normal life. And that's the main goal when it comes to people with cancer, isn't it?
We want them to get back to feeling how they felt before they had cancer, not have to suffer with the side effects that they're experiencing. One of the disciplines I just remembered sharing your story is social work. And so we do have a component involved too, where we can refer people on to counselors if they're having some difficult times accepting the diagnosis, or maybe things just aren't quite going the way they wanted them to do. So we have social work available to us that then can help us refer people out to the community for social emotional needs. So that's another important part.
Now, of course, this is just one part of the journey with cancer, from diagnosis to survivorship. Cancer luncheon that's going to be going on at Columbus Community Hospital on the 25th of February. How did this event come about, and how did it come together to be able to, obviously, you got a great group here to be able to take people from each step. And I think it's good not only for cancer patients, but for those people who are there to help cancer patients as well, so they understand what to expect as they go forward with this as well. But how did this all come about that you guys decided to go ahead and put this luncheon together?
Well, we became a STAR certified, we had the clinicians that became STAR certified. We launched our program a year ago, November. And we just wanted to get the word out to the community. I even hear, well, I didn't know we had radiation oncology here in town. So we're really trying to educate the public, and we really want to help them understand that there are options for people. And we've got a great group of physicians just right here locally. People don't need to travel if they don't want to outside of the community.
And that certainly is good, because a lot of people, they feel comfortable within the community, do not want to have to go very far. And a lot of people don't have the ability to do it as well. They have to, get somebody to give them a ride into Omaha or give them a ride into Lincoln or wherever they're going to go for their treatment. And that makes it very difficult for them to be able to go through these types of treatments. When you have it locally like this, it certainly is helpful to the, you know, to those people in that regards. But it is amazing, though, that so many people don't know the different things that are available right here in Columbus.
I'm always surprised when people will say, oh, I didn't know we had that here, or I didn't know we had this here. You know, we're really fortunate. We're a blessed community to have so many wonderful physicians just here in this area.
Okay. And now, how can people get involved with this cancer luncheon that's going to be going on? It's going to be going on the Tuesday, February 25th, beginning at noon on the third floor conference room over at Columbus Community Hospital. I'll let you go ahead and fill in the details of how people can get involved in this.
Well, it is a free lunch and learn, so we are providing lunch for you. So we do ask that you pre-register for the event. Pre-registration needs to happen by February 18th. I'm not sure what date that is, but
that is a week from tomorrow.
A week from Tuesday. And they can call 562-338-0. The area code's 402. So 402-562-3380. And I believe that puts you in contact with Diana McElfresh, who is our marketing director, and she can get you signed up for that.
If you do go for the lunch, the lunches are really good up there because they always, I've been up there for a couple of lunches for press conferences and stuff like that. They do have good lunches up there, healthy lunches too. Which is understandable going into a hospital. You got to have a healthy lunch, especially if you're going into a cancer luncheon like that. So they're very healthy lunches. They're very good lunches though, and it's really great. And it's going to be a great opportunity to be able to get the word out. What else did you want people to know in regards to this luncheon or anything about the STAR program as well?
Well, I think what I would encourage people, this doesn't just have to be for the survivor. It can be for family members. It can be for support people that you have within your life. So invite people to come along with you if you're considering coming to our Lunch and Learn. We will have a session towards the end for question and answer. I think that's a great opportunity to have the four of us all together in one room to fire some questions at. So that will be great. I guess with the STAR program, what I really want people to know is that let us try to help you get through this. You can come and visit with me or Jill Jacob anytime throughout, whether you were just newly diagnosed or you've been diagnosed and survived for 10 years. You still might be suffering from some side effects. And really that's, we go over a patient symptom checklist and help identify, are there any needs?
Go ahead.
Once that, if we do determine or do find some deficits that you might be having, we can go to your physician and ask for an order for whatever kind of therapy we think you might benefit from. And that is then covered like any other rehab therapy would be covered. So insurance and Medicare pay for that.
And as a person who is one of those who is a supporter of a person who's going through cancer right now, I highly encourage anybody to go to an event such as this, because it is just a wealth of knowledge, because not only is the person who's going through cancer going through this, but you're going to be going through it with them as well. And it's good to be able to know what to expect and what's going on to be able to go out to something like this. So I think it's a wonderful idea for you guys to do this luncheon. And I wish you guys the best of luck.
Thank you.
I wish you all the best of luck for everything in the future forever at Columbus Community Hospital, since this is our last time together. And Michelle, you and Diana McElfresh and everyone that has come on our show has just been absolutely a breath of fresh air to about the local community, and have been exactly what this show has meant, a sounding board for the community. And we greatly appreciate you guys coming on the show.
Thank you so much, Tony, and best of luck to you and your wife.
Thank you very much. We greatly appreciate that. Michelle Ruskamp from Columbus Community Hospital talking about the Cancer Luncheon, a journey with Cancer Lunch and Learn, from diagnosis to survivorship. She'll be one of the four speakers at that event on Tuesday, February 25th, beginning at noon at the third floor conference room at Columbus Community Hospital. Should be an outstanding and very informative event. When we come back, more of the Community Sounding Board is next here on News Talk 900 KJSK.